The commentator Malachy O'Doherty's with us today as well. Hello, Malachy.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, I think Gerry doesn't sound very enthusiastic about this. And I think Alex, when he was on your show a couple of weeks ago, didn't sound very enthusiastic either.
Alex Maskey was on the TV show.
People like Gerry Kelly and Alex Maskey are fairly well attuned now to the thinking of both unionists and nationalists in Northern Ireland. And they know in their heart of hearts that this isn't a goer. Now, it may be that a couple of things has happened. It may be that Gerry Adams is driving this from the south. It may be that Sinn Féin is thinking that a campaign that they can lose can bring them some advantages anyway, in the way that campaigning for Martin McGuinness and the Irish presidency brought a good result for the party, even though they knew from the start they were going to lose it. So that's maybe the way in which they're going. But, I mean, I think the reality is that this poll is reflecting a deep attitude among Northern Catholics that they want stability, they don't want big change, that the long war was the wrong war. It was always a big mistake to throw all your energies into driving for a united Ireland. It simply wasn't going to happen. But the big mistake that was made on the other side by the unionists was to imagine that the union was in danger when it was never in danger. People say to Catholics who would go, or former Catholics, who would more or less go along with the union, then why don't you join a unionist party? Well, you don't join a unionist party because you're excluded by identity politics. There isn't a unionist party that you would go into where there wouldn't be a union flag and a portrait of the Queen on the wall, and there wouldn't be all the silliness about identity that matches the silliness about identity on the other side. So we're in a kind of political stasis, but we're playing around with ideas that are defunct.
Jay?
Well, Malachy is avidly anti-Republican.
What does that mean, Jerry? What does anti-Republican mean? What does anti-Republican mean?
You are an anti-Republican.
What does that mean? I want you to tell me what it means.
Well, it means you're anti-Sinn Féin.
I don't vote for Sinn Féin. And I've expressed oppositional opinions.
Are you going to argue with me all day, or are you going to let me talk?
I've already listened to you for five minutes or so.
If you would have the good manners,
go ahead, Jerry.
Shut up. Right. He describes as if he's some sort of psychologist what is in my mind, and what's in Alex's mind, and what's in Gerry Adams's mind. The fact is that he comes from a very biased point of view. I've heard all this stuff before from him. He calls things silly, like people's identity. He needs to go into unionist areas and ask them, do they think that they're identity is silly? And he needs to go into Republican areas and ask them the same thing. He lives in some sort of cloud cuckoo land where he thinks that he can, from an outside point of view, sort of play down everybody's deep felt views as if it's some sort of political silliness. Does he think it was silly that the unionists were in charge for generations, and there was absolute endemic discrimination in every aspect of life? Does he think that the Orange State did not exist? Does he think that that all of this would have been out of the humanity of a unionist that they would have changed over the past 30 years?
This poll would suggest
he's absolutely. But I think that the analysis that you had to fight for United Ireland, the solution was a wrong analysis. And I mean, if you say that that somebody who's out of a Catholic nationalist background, who's more or less content with the union, is an eccentric or is an outsider or is somehow perverse,
well, then you've declared your hand. You are content
people
with
in that
the
poll
union. So that is
who've got the same opinion. It's not me that's in a minority position here.
Do you not think so? I wonder.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Gerry Kelly, Malachy O'Doherty, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both.